Here's something nobody tells you when you graduate. Your brain wasn't designed for spreadsheets, Zoom calls, or performance reviews. It evolved over millennia to navigate social hierarchies in small tribes, solve immediate survival problems, and motivate action toward food and safety. Yet every day, you're asking this ancient machinery to handle modern work challenges it never anticipated. What if the secret to career success isn't working harder or networking better, but understanding how your brain actually operates? Most career advice treats your mind like a blank slate, waiting for motivational quotes. The truth is far more interesting and useful. Inside your skull, three distinct networks are constantly competing for control, shaping every professional decision you make. Your motivational brain operates like a reward-seeking engine, driving habits through dopamine hits and emotional responses. When you procrastinate on that important presentation, it's your motivational system prioritizing immediate comfort over distant benefits. Your social brain processes relationships and workplace dynamics, reading facial expressions in milliseconds and triggering anxiety when you sense disapproval. Your cognitive brain handles analysis, planning, and complex reasoning, the part you probably think of as you. These systems don't always agree. Your cognitive brain knows the quarterly report matters, but your motivational brain resists starting because there's no immediate reward. Your social brain craves colleague approval, while your cognitive brain recognizes their feedback has merit, creating that familiar defensive reaction when criticized. Consider Maya, a software engineer who produces brilliant code but struggles in team meetings. Her cognitive abilities are exceptional, but her underdeveloped social brain can't read the room. Or James, whose strong social skills masks weak analytical capabilities, keeping him stuck in support roles. The most effective professionals aren't necessarily the smartest or most charismatic. They're the ones who've learned to orchestrate all three systems together. When pitching to executives, they engage their social brain to read the room, their cognitive brain to structure arguments, and their motivational brain to project confidence. This integrated functioning explains why some people navigate workplace challenges effortlessly, while others with similar credentials struggle. Follow your passion might be the worst career advice ever popularized. Passion doesn't exist waiting to be discovered. It emerges as you make progress toward goals aligned with your core values. Research shows competence and autonomy fuel engagement far more than initial interest. That boring internship teaching valuable skills probably created more lasting passion than the dream job that became a nightmare. Core values, the fundamental motivations guiding your choices, matter more than any job title. Shalom Schwartz identified 10 universal values arranged in a wheel: power, achievement, hedonism, stimulation, self-direction, universalism, benevolence, conformity, tradition, and security. Adjacent values complement each other. Opposite values create tension. Most people discover their true values through experience, not introspection. Brian spent years chasing prestigious consulting roles before Peace Corps work revealed that impact mattered more than status. These weren't career pivots, they were values clarifications. When job hunting, develop a broad consideration set rather than fixating on specific roles. Start with values, not titles. Use mental time travel. Imagine looking back at 65. What contributions would bring satisfaction? Apply broadly. Aim for 20, 30 applications, not just a few perfect positions. Interviews carry disproportionate weight despite limited information value. While companies assess you, evaluate them too. Do they respect your time? Are interviewers prepared? Do they handle criticism gracefully? When facing tough questions, avoid panic stress, shrinks working memory. Treat questions as conversation starters. Asked about an impossible deadline, discuss trade-offs rather than promising miracles, showing judgment over blind optimism. Appearance matters unfairly. People form snap judgments within seconds, and the halo effect makes first impressions stick. Present your authentic business self. Smile, lean forward, project enthusiasm. If interviewing late when fatigue sets in, your energy becomes especially valuable. Negotiation involves information asymmetry. Most approach it competitively, a zero-sum tug of war. Better, walk side by side, seeking solutions together. This collaborative frame enables win-win outcomes through information sharing about real needs. When making initial offers, the first number anchors powerfully. Specific anchors work better. Requesting $51,400 instead of $51,000 signals you expect negotiation over hundreds, not thousands. Learning on the job determines career trajectory more than initial credentials. Your cognitive brain stores three essential knowledge types. Who knowledge connects you with resource providers, how knowledge covers task procedures, and why knowledge provides causal understanding of systems. This causal knowledge is particularly valuable. Customer service representatives following scripts can only handle predetermined scenarios, while experts with causal understanding solve novel problems creatively. Developing expertise requires identifying knowledge gaps, which means overcoming two barriers: cognitive, not knowing what you don't know, and social, reluctance to admit ignorance. Most people overestimate their abilities, the Lake Wobegon effect. The least skilled are most overconfident, the Dunning-Kruger effect, believing they understand systems better than they do. Self-explanation, articulating concepts back to yourself, exposes these gaps effectively. While job-specific skills matter initially, innovation often comes from unexpected connections between domains. Velcro was inspired by cockleburs. Speedo developed sharkskin-based swimsuit material. Expert generalists excel at innovation through diverse knowledge. Rather than seeking a single mentor, develop a team of advisors, coaches who identify your strengths, superstars who've achieved your goals, connectors with wide networks, librarians who know organizational complexities, and trusted teammates providing emotional support. Mentoring others deepens your understanding and expands your network. Human communication evolved for small, face-to-face groups, not global digital platforms spanning time zones and languages. Text-based communication creates three core problems: difficulty seeking clarification, time delays, and tone ambiguity. Without facial expressions and voice inflection, simple requests sound demanding, and emoji can't replace nonverbal cues. Spending FaceTime with colleagues helps them hear your voice in texts, making interpretations more charitable. Phone and video calls provide tone and expressions, but make turn-taking difficult in groups larger than four. Without clear visual cues, participants struggle to signal when they want to speak, requiring explicit facilitation protocols. About 80% of meeting comments come from 20% of attendees. To avoid dominating, monitor reactions, prepare concise points, and limit turns to under a minute. When employees complain about poor communication, the real issue often isn't frequency or clarity, it's vague roles, exclusion from decisions, or structural information silos. Effective leaders address these root causes rather than simply increasing communication volume. Success means making meaningful contributions, not just completing tasks. Peter Drucker noted that annual reviews often reveal systematic failures where intended accomplishments never materialized. Unlike computers, your brain depends on your body. Sleep is the most critical productivity factor, improving motivation, emotion, learning, and memory. Daily aerobic exercise, at least 30 minutes, enhances attention, memory, and lifelong brain health. Manage endless tasks by writing them down, estimating time, reprioritizing daily, blocking time for important work, and scheduling long-term deadlines. Understand your optimal arousal level. People differ in how much pressure helps performance. Open offices create significant distractions. Visual movement and auditory interruptions, especially one-sided phone conversations, impair concentration. Maximize productivity by maintaining consistent workspace setup, using music or white noise, finding quiet spaces, and developing interruption signals with colleagues. Organizations function best like neighborhoods. Colleagues help each other without scorekeeping, but maintain balanced contributions over time. Like jazz musicians making covers their own, your career adapts familiar skills to new contexts. The most effective professionals understand their brain's architecture and work with it. Your three brain systems, motivational, social, and cognitive, aren't obstacles but instruments to orchestrate. When facing difficult decisions or communication breakdowns, ask, which brain system is driving this? What values conflict? What knowledge am I missing? This shift from self-criticism to self-understanding might be the most valuable career skill of all.